can't be enthusiastic about things anymore. I don't know why. I think it's age.
But how were you told about the BAFTA nomination?
Oh, Diederik Santer, who's our lovely, what Barbara calls our governor, mm-hmm. which I love it when she calls him our governor. And he rang me up. I was in bed, actually. I don't think he realised I hadn't woken up. But I didn't tell him. I didn't say, oh, you've woken me up, Diederik. What do I call that? No, and he phoned up and said, oh, Dune, you've been nominated for the BAFTA. And I said, oh, how lovely. Oh, how lovely, I said. Honestly, you. But I'm always the same. I've always been the same. I once had a letter from a director. He's dead now. He'd had an accident in his bubble car, dear. And when I was just briefly at Ipswich Rep years ago, and he wrote me a letter, and he said, I find you very difficult to praise and very difficult to criticise. Well, I was more worried about the criticism that he wasn't able to criticise me than that he wasn't able to praise me. But I never liked any praise until the thing was accomplished and done, you see. I mean, if I'd won the BAFTA and you were here, then I could talk to you quite freely and probably would be saying all the things I should say about how thrilled I am and how wonderful it is, which indeed it is, to be nominated even.
But had you had any inkling that you might be nominated?
Well, I knew I had been put forward, yes, that was the word, put forward, and put up for it. Sorry about this. I went out in the lot one day and it was wet and nasty and I got a cold and this is the result. It's not that. Nothing
Never,
to do with
nothing
that, because I do that all the time and I don't have this cough all the time. So then that was lovely because everybody said when I did that one-hander thing, you know, they said, oh, you'll get the award for this one woman wrote and said, if you don't get an award, I'll make you one myself. Oh, that's very sweet of you, dear. Well, it was very nice of her. Well, damn me, I didn't get any thoughts at all. I mean, they all forgot about it so long ago, they all forgot. Anyway, I'm not young and beautiful, and the young girls vote, don't they, on the internet, and they vote for the girls they'd like to be, or the boys they'd like to go out with. Not some old granny. So it was rather nice that I finally did get a nomination, and it finally was. I think I got an odd nomination, but I didn't get any further for the others. And might not this. That's what I mean. It's like contracts, you see. An actor really never talks about what they're going to do until they're absolutely sure they've got it and have put their signature on a contract.
So
or they've actually started it, you see.
Do you mean that you're nervous to be too enthusiastic in case you don't win?
Well, I think most people are like that if they've got any sense. Many a slip. Don't tell anybody. I can't be bothered anymore.
I was just going to ask you about that, actually.
But I better not say anything.
No, yeah. The smoking ban must have been a
absolutely
philosophy.
Ruined my life, dear.
Well, yes.
Completely and utterly. I mean, went to the BAFTA nominees thing last night. I'm sitting outside. Well, I had to put a newspaper on because they'd newly varnished the seats outside facing the park. And I was early because I was supposed to be having an interview, but something more exciting had come up. So they rang up and said, no, June, we don't want you after all for this interview for the BBC something or other because something more exciting has come up. I don't think they said that, actually, but that's what they meant. So, of course, I got there before anybody else. Well, I'm not. I don't go there to stand in for 3 hours with a few little bits to eat and a glass of wine. I can't smoke. So I was a bit miffed because I got there before anybody else and I'm sitting there and they said, oh, sorry, you can't have a glass of wine out here because it's the Queen's ground and I've got an ashtray somewhere.
Come on.
Oh, you are clever.